It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Perhaps you've been lucky enough to enjoy a relaxing soak in one of Montana's many hot springs. Sometimes it's enough to simply picture yourself there as you watch snow fall beyond the office window or plan your next hiking trip instead of paying attention in class. If you're like me, when you are fortunate enough to experience those soothing waters, instead of simply relaxing, you may also wonder, what else is in here? The answer is prokaryotes. That's right, you heard me, prokaryotes. Prokaryotes, unlike we slightly more complicated and structurally diverse eukaryotes, lack a true membrane-bound nucleus. Many of these organisms consist of a single cell and are also called microbes. The most well-known prokaryotes are bacteria. We've all heard of bacteria, and we all wash our hands and don't eat food that falls on the ground because of them. What many people don't recognize is that not all bacteria are bad. In fact, many are beneficial and need to be protected. So although you should enjoy your soak, remember to take care of the hot springs because, as I'm going to tell you, you are soaking in the past. Recently, scientists have become interested in archaea, a group of prokaryotes that live in harsh environments where other organisms are not able to survive, such as in hot springs, hydrothermal vents, and salt ponds. These organisms are also known as extremophiles due to the extreme environments they call home. Those that thrive in temperatures above 60 degrees Celsius are better known as thermophiles. Archaea are now believed to be as closely related to eukaryotes, including humans, as they are to bacteria. Researchers are now testing theories that archaea populate the lowest branches, maybe even the roots, of our phylogenetic family tree. The hydrothermal ecosystems that encompass hot springs are among the oldest continuously inhabited ecosystems on Earth. These environments and the creatures that thrive there need to be protected, for they may eventually give us invaluable insight into evolution and our ancestry. Need another reason to enjoy your soothing soak? Many of these thermophiles, both bacteria and archaea, have never been identified or tested, and scientists are looking to them for possible cures for disease and illness. Certain strains of bacteria from hot springs in Yellowstone National Park, for example, have shown promise against cancer, and it's possible that those living in Montana's hot springs would do the same. So the next time you take a dip in your local hot springs, remember you're not alone, and take care. Every environment is sensitive in its own way and needs your cooperation to protect it. Those microscopic bathing buddies tell us a lot about our past, and will say possibly even more about our future. They deserve all the consideration we can give them while visiting their homes. Today's Field Note was written by Shelley Pace. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming summer camps and other programs, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.